Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
Today we will continue with the series on Jesus' death and resurrection.
今天我们会再继续讲关于耶稣的死跟复活。
Yeah. So before we begin, so let us commit the time now to Yahweh in prayer.
我们一起向神祷告，Yahweh神。
Father, we pray for your presence to be with us.
我们的亲爱的天父，请你与我们同在。
We pray that you will instruct us out of your word today.
请你从你的话语来教导我们。
So give us understanding, we pray.
让我们能够理解。
Because without you, we will not be able to understand anything.
如果没有你的话，我们根本不能够了解你的话语。
So we pray for your will to be done.
请你的旨意在我们的身上
行。May you be glorified in our midst.
请求你被今天被荣耀。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So I hope everyone is keeping well.
希望大家都是安好的哦。
And glad to know that so far everyone is doing okay.
都很高兴呢。了解到大家都是挺好的哦，在家里。
So it looks like we will continue in this manner for quite some time.
我们可能会再继续的这样的过日子。
Yeah, hopefully, well, the day will come when we can all meet together again.
就希望呢，不多久我们能够再相见哦。
Yeah. All right, so let us turn to Psalm, the book of Psalm 106.
今天我们要看看这个诗篇哈。
Verse 30 and 31.
106章。
Maybe you'll read from 28
to 31. 28节到31节啊。他们又以巴利比尔联合，却吃了祭死神的物。他们这样行，惹亚威发怒，便有瘟疫流行在他们中间。那时菲尼哈起来刑罚恶人，瘟疫这才止息。那就算为他的义，世世代代，直到永远。
Okay, so last week we were looking at Moses who interceded for the people.
上周呢，我们就看到摩西呢为他的百姓代祷。
And today we'll look at Phinehas here.
今天我们要看腓尼哈。
And in verse 30 it says,
三十节说
that Phinehas stood up and prayed.Right.
这里说呢，腓尼哈站起来哦，就说他祷告哦。
So I'm reading literally.
他是字面的哦。
Or we could say Phinehas stood up and interceded.
说呢，就是腓尼哈站起来就代祷。
So this is the second aspect of atonement.
这个是第二方面关于。
Because I want to look at.We want to look at atonement that is different in understanding, right?
所以今天要看另一方面关于这个救赎的。
Because we are used to thinking of animal sacrifices as atonement in the Old Testament.
我们因为我们听到救赎就会想起呢是关于旧约里的祭物哦。
Yeah, we didn't realize that even in intercession, that is an act of atonement.
就是当你代祷的时候呢，这也是在救赎。
But here in Psalm 106:30,
所以这个诗篇106:30节。
How did Phinehas intercede? How did he pray?
这个腓尼哈呢，他是怎么样去祷告啊？代祷。
Yeah, for that we have to look at Numbers 25. Let's go back to the account in Numbers 25.
我们就要回去看这个事件哦，就是在那个民数记哦。
Yeah, Numbers 25.
民数记 Chapter 20.
Just a minute. We look at verses 6
chapter 25, 25章哦，第六节。
Verses 6 to 13.
到13节哦。Read them all?
Yeah.
摩西和以色列全会众正在。
Verse 6 to 8. Verse 6 to 13.
6到13节啊。摩西和以色列全会众正在会幕门前哭泣的时候，谁知有以色列中的一个人，当他们眼前带着一个米甸女人到他弟兄那里去，祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子菲尼哈看见了，就从会中起来，手里拿着枪，跟随那以色列人进亭里去，便将以色列人和那女子由腹中刺透，这样在以色列人中瘟疫就止息了。那时遭瘟疫死的有24000人。亚威小谕摩西说，祭司亚伦的子孙以利亚撒的儿子菲尼哈使我向以色列人所发的怒消了，因他在他们中间以我祭邪为心，使我不在祭邪中把他们除灭。因此你要说，我将我平安的约赐给他，这约要给他和他后裔作为永远当祭司职任的约，因他为神有祭邪的心，为以色列人赎罪。
Right, so you can see here, how did he intercede? How did he pray?
就看见呢，这个菲尼哈是怎么代祷。
When we look at the account, he didn't pray at all.
当我们看他事件，他根本就没有去祷告啊。
We read in verse 7, he just took a spear. Right?
第七节却跟我们讲，他只是拿了枪哦。
And he killed both the son of a leader of Israel.
他去把这个族长的儿子哦。
And the daughter of the leader of the Midianites.
哦，就是缅甸族长的女儿哦。
So both,
把他们杀了。
Yeah, both of them apparently were committing carrying out a sex act.
就说呢，他们就有性关系啊。
And as they were doing it, Phinehas came and killed both of them.
就说呢，当这个菲尼哈看见哈，他就拿枪啊刺穿他们了。
Now this is really remarkable, right?
所以这很奇妙哦。
Because it tells us that Phinehas, in fact, right, the way he interceded was actually in action.
所以看见那菲尼哈，当他代祷的时候，他是用行动的。
In other words, he didn't say anything to Yahweh.
他根本没有跟亚威神说什么。
He just did it.
他 就是拿枪刺穿
这样子的行动。So that gives us a new shade, right? A different shade to what prayer or intercession is all about.
就让我们看了一个新，从一个新的方面看看呢，关于代祷是什么了。
And that is why you will notice that Yahweh said in verse 13,
你会发现呢，亚威在十三节说哦。
And here Yahweh did not say to Phinehas, he said to Moses. Right?
这个就是亚威没有跟这个菲尼哈说，他是跟摩西说。
So it seems in this account there was no sort of direct communication between Phinehas and Yahweh.
所以这里事件呢，没有看到一个直接的交流，关于亚威跟这个。
Apparently, the deed itself speaks volumes, right?
反而是他的行为却给我们看到了。
And what it says in verse 13 is that he made atonement for the people of Israel.
在十三节，他就说呢，他因为这样的行动呢，却为以色列人赎罪了。
So how did he do it?
他是怎么做到的呢？
By killing that couple.
就是把这个男女这个族长的男女跟缅甸的女儿杀了。
Right. When you read the account,
所以当你读这个事件，
you can see that this is a very serious matter.
你可以看见这个是非常严重的事。
Because the people of Israel, is close to being destroyed. In fact, spiritually destroyed by the Midianites.
所以你就看见这以色列人呢，就是快要被这些缅甸人呢给毁坏了。
Yeah, and it says further down, in fact, that the women of the women Midianites.
就说呢，这个缅甸女人哦。
They deceived the men of Israel. Right?
他们是好像，诱惑了这个，我欺骗了这个以色列人呢。
Well, it is quite easy because first you give them a very good meal.
就很容易呢，就是煮一餐很好吃的饭给。
Well, at that time,
这些以色列男人吃哦。
Yeah, Israel was still in the wilderness.
就是以色列人还在旷野里嘛。
Oh, when they see all the nice food.
当看到叫这丰富的这个一餐哦。
So they went for it.
他们就直接就吃了嘛。
And then the women seduced them.
那么这些。缅甸女人就在那边迷惑他们了。
Yeah, and,
诱惑他们。
Yeah, and then later they went into idolatry.
之后呢，他们就犯了这个奸淫了。
So finally, a lot of them got hooked. Okay?
就说之后呢，好多以色列真的，是被诱惑了。
Now, that it happened outside the camp is one matter.
如果是发生在营的外面呢？是一件事哦。
Yeah, here you have the son of a leader of Israel bringing the daughter of the leader among the Midianites right into the camp.
就看见呢，这个族长的儿子哦，以色列的族长，把这个缅甸族长的女儿给带进了他们的这个会幕了。
Yeah, verse 6 tells us they were very near to the entrance of the tent of meeting.
他们其实是走进了这个会幕前门前呢。
Yeah, the tent of meeting is simply the place where Yahweh would meet with the people.
这个会幕呢，就是
I mean Moses in particular.
就是呢，神与这个摩西相见的地方呢。
Now that shows that this couple in fact was so daring. Yeah, this son of the Israelite.Leader is so daring that he would bring this woman right to the heart of the camp.
就看见呢，这个族长的儿子有多么大胆哈，敢把这个女孩给带进了这个营的中间了，中心啊。
Now, if that is allowed,
如果这个是被允许的
，that would be end of the nation.
那这个以色列国就完了。
That means they've all broken the covenant.
就说呢，他们全部都已经毁约了。
Now, that's why Phinehas, when he saw that, he couldn't take it anymore.
所以这个腓尼哈他看到这一些呢，他实在受不了了。
And at that time, the plague was already in effect.
那当时这个瘟疫已经生效了。
And whoever committed idolatry and sexual immorality with these women,
就是这些都是犯奸淫的，跟这个缅甸女人犯奸淫的哈。
Verse 9 tells us that 24,000 of them died.
这个第九节就跟我们讲了，是24,000人呢，全部都死了。
Now what Phinehas did was in fact the very deciding act. Right?
这个腓尼哈的行动哈。
And when he
是决定性的。
Yeah, when he did that, the plague stopped. Okay?
所以呢，当腓尼哈呢。做出这个举动的时候呢，这个瘟疫就止息了。
Because that very act, in fact, was so definitive that the people actually woke up spiritually.
所以他这个举动哈，使到这个以色列人全部都被唤醒了。
Now you will notice that the hardness of heart was so great.
你就看见呢，以色列人的心有多么刚硬。
Because Moses said.In verse 5,
因为摩西在第五节说啊，
each of you kill those men who have yoked themselves to Baal of Peor.
就这些以色列人如果以这个巴利联合的话呢，
so those who were killed,
这些人都会被杀的。
Did not deter the rest, right?
Did not deter the rest.
Yeah, that means the others.The others did not quite. They did not turn yet.
就是呢，即使呢，这些跟随巴利的被杀了， 其余的以色列人都没有归回耶和华神的。
And when God sent the plague,
当神使这个瘟疫蔓延的时候,
again repentance was not complete.
他们还是没有完全悔改。
And it took Phinehas to do that.
只有当这个腓尼哈拿起枪刺穿这对男女的时候, 才,
oh, that
他们才悔改。
That was really definitive.
真的是。 他们才开始悔改。
That brought repentance to completion.
他们就是完全的悔改了。
Now, that is why you see that God could say, Yahweh could say, that He made atonement for the people.
所以呢, Yahweh才说呢, 腓尼哈呢, 是为了这个以色列人呢, 救赎, 救赎了以色列人呢。
By doing the final act of purification of the people.
就是呢, 他真的是 洁净了这个以色列人。
Now, of course, we do not do that today.
当然了，现在我们是不能做这样的事哦。
There are a lot of Christians who are committing idolatry, in fact.
所以知道很多基督徒都是拜偶像的。
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean literal idolatry.
不是说他们直接是在拜偶像吗？
I mean, we all know in North America and in the rest of the world. Right.
我们知道呢，这个北美洲或是其他世界呢，
yeah. There are a lot of things in life we could idolize.
很多东西呢，都会成为我们的偶像的。
And of course, the whole world loves money. I mean,
当然呢,
that's the bottom.
全世界人都很喜欢钱的啦，钱财的。
Yeah. So we have a lot of idols in our hearts.
所以我们心里真的是有好多的偶像的。
Now, what would you do? I mean, is Scripture telling you to kill everyone? Of course not. Okay.
圣经是不是跟你讲 你要去把他们全部都杀了吗？ 当然不是哦。
Yeah. So we realize that there is an application here whereby we could turn away God's wrath from the church, if you want to put it that way.
所以我们知道这里是有应用的地方啊，就是使神的怒气呢转移的。
Yeah, because the context here is within the people of Israel.
所以这个上下文呢是关于 这个以色列人，以色列国的。
Yeah, we're not talking about purifying the other nations.
我们不是在说去净化其他这个种族的人哦。
Yeah, and here it's really concerned with the integrity of the people of Israel.
这里是就是关于这个以色列人的状态了。
Yeah, the spiritual condition of these people.
他们属灵的状态了。
Now, of course, we realize that it is not actually the killing that brought atonement.
我们就可以了解到，其实不是说他因为杀了这个男女呢，就说得到这个救赎哦。
Because God made it very clear in verse 11.
因为神已经清楚地说了，在十一节。
It is because he was jealous with Yahweh's jealousy.
因为呢，腓尼哈呢是以亚威的嫉妒哦，嫉。
So we see in verse 11 and 13, the word jealous occurs four times.
所以这个忌邪的心就出现了四次。So
Yahweh is saying, because he shared my jealousy.
因为他就说了，Yahweh说呢，这腓尼哈跟我分担了我的心，就是嫉妒忌邪的心。Now
you can't have jealousy unless there is love. Right.
你不可能会有嫉妒或忌邪，除非你有爱。
And because you love the people so much.
因为你爱这些人的程度，那个程度。
You cannot bear to see them going down. Right.
不能看到他们会被败坏，沉沦了。
Yeah, can't bear to see them going away to the idols.
你不能看到呢，他们就走向去拜偶像嘛。
With Yahweh, there's life. With all these idols, there is death. Right?
跟Yahweh的话呢，他们会有生命；跟这些偶像的话呢，他们会死的。
Yeah, that's what it says in Psalm 106.
说诗篇106跟我们讲了。
Yeah, that they sacrifice to the dead. Right?
他们祭物是献给那死的。
So you can see this jealousy is really a very strong, is a representation of a very deep and strong love.
所以这个忌邪的心呢，是代表了 一个非常深的爱哦。
Now, of course, in the Old Testament, the word jealousy can also be translated as zealous. Right?
所以这个嫉邪的心也可以翻译成为热心哦。
You could say that
he
was zealous with Yahweh's zealous zeal. Right?
他是很热心很焦急，就像亚威一样的。
Now does that not remind us of what Jesus did at the temple?
这或者会提醒我们关于耶稣在圣殿里的所做的事哦。
In John chapter 2 verse 17, which we won't turn to.
在约翰第二章第十七节哦。
And here the disciples saw Jesus cleansing the temple.
就看见了亚威呢就洁净了这个殿了。
The disciples saw Jesus cleansing.
这个门徒呢就看见耶稣洁净了这个
圣殿了。And the verse came to mind was from Psalm 69 verse 9.
他们就想了这个诗篇哦，106的诗篇哦。
Zeal for thy house has consumed me.
为你的殿焦急哦，就如同火烧一样。
So you can see this because Phinehas shared that sentiment that.The deep longing for Israel.
So he, 就看见呢，腓尼哈呢，
for the purity of Israel,
分担了神的心，就是为了以色列的纯洁哦。
Yeah, and that is why he went and did this thing.
所以他才会拿起枪做了这件事。
Now, of course, Moses didn't tell him to do it.
当然，摩西没有叫他做
这件事的。Neither did Yahweh tell him to do it.
亚威神也没有叫他行这事。
Because this act is so important, and yet it became very important, right?
因为这个举动呢是真的很重要。
And of course, Phinehas himself is the grandson of Aaron.
这个腓尼哈呢，是亚伦的。
So as a priest, he did the right thing. To preserve the holiness, both of the tabernacle.
他就是保护了，保护了这个，这个会，这个会幕哦。
As well as
的圣洁。
Yeah, as well as the nation of Israel.
这个帐幕的。圣洁跟以色列人的圣洁。
Now of course, when we read this, 24,000 is a lot.
当然我们读了，如果这个数目是挺大的，这个24,000人呢。
But out of roughly maybe 2 million Israelites.
但是的以色列人共全部呢是200,000人呢。
Well, it's not that great, all right? I mean, relatively speaking. Okay.
所以，单看呢，杀了24,000哦，比起200,000呢，还是不是个大数目。
But to think of 24,000 of them actually went and joined themselves to Baal.
但是你想想，两万四千人呢，跟巴力神联合哦。
Yeah, that's considered a disaster already.
其实是非常可悲的事，可怕的事。
So if not for Phinehas,
如果不是因为腓尼哈的缘故
，the whole nation will be destroyed.
那全以色列国将会被灭绝了。
Yeah, of course, we know in the United States there are over what 2 million people who are infected with COVID.
就是这个北美洲呢，我们知道有200,000人呢。
Yeah.
都得到了这个新冠病毒哦。
Out of that, 120,000 people have died. Right?
就是有120,000人呢都死了。
Yeah. So I mean, if you compare relatively, right, then you can see, right?
如果你比较的话，你可以看到了。
How serious the situation is, even in the United States.
就可以知道呢，在北美洲。这个问题挺大的。
I think the point here is this.
那要点就是呢。
In order for God, right, to withdraw His anger and actually forgive the people.
如果要神，来转移他的怒气而来， right. 来原谅这个他的百姓。
So my point is, you do not just pray.
你不 你不只是说去祷告而已。
You do not just cry out to Yahweh.
你不只是说向神呼求哦。
In fact, it says in verse 6, Moses was weeping, right?
啊，其实在第六节可以看到呢，摩西在那边是在哭泣的。
Moses and the people, all right, those who are faithful to Yahweh, they all wept.
所以这个摩西呢，跟那些忠心的以色列人全部都在哭泣的。
Yeah, they wept before the Lord.
他们在神面前哭泣。
Now you can see that this intercession is not just prayer, but an action has to be done.
所以就看到呢，这个代祷呢，不只是祷告而已。一定要有一个举动的。
And that action was very decisive.
所以这个举动是很有决定性的。
Okay. Now that shows that it's the person himself, right? It's the person that brought about atonement.
所以就看到就是这个人他本身呢带来了救赎。
It's not just the act.
不只是这个行动而已哦。
Now this one is also made very clear. For example, because we have a precedent here,In Numbers chapter 16,
我们之前呢都看到了在民数记十六章哦。
You'll have to read the whole chapter to understand.
你要把这个十六章给读了才会明白。
And this one concerns the rebellion within the people, among the people.
就是说以色列人有叛乱呐。
Yeah, and Korah was the one who was leading that rebellion.
就可拉呢就带领了这个叛乱的。
And Moses said,to Korah and all these people who ganged up.
就看见这个可拉跟其他的合谋哈。
Bring incense.
他们就拿了这个香哈。
And stand before Yahweh.
就站在 Yahweh 面前。
And of course, we read in that account because of the rebellion.
就是因为那个叛乱哦。
Of course, Korah and his family perished.
就可拉跟他的全族哦，他的家人全部都灭绝了。
The ground opened up and they all went in.
但这个地就打开了，他们全部被吞进去了。
And there were 250 others who were holding that incense.
就还有250多其他的以色列人也是在拿着香的。
And the fire of Yahweh consumed them.
就是。亚威神的火就把他给把他们给烧了。
Now of course, the next day the people grumble against Moses.
但是另一天呢，这些以色列百姓呢，却向这个摩西抱怨了。
And they blame Moses for the death of Korah and all these people.
他们埋怨摩西呢，是摩西害了可拉这一族的人呢，跟他家人。
And of course, Yahweh intervened.
这亚威神呢，他就干预了。
And he sent a plague.
他又派了这个瘟疫哦。
And Moses said to Aaron.
这个摩西呢就跟亚伦说。
Take the incense, and run towards these people who are suffering.
就是说你拿这个香呢，就跑进这些在受苦的人呐。
And Aaron did precisely that.
这个亚伦就做了这件事。
And he was holding the same incense.
他就拿着这个同样的这个香。
And that incense, in fact, brought to life.
就是因为他用这个香跑进这些受苦的人呢，他们就活过来了。
The verse said Aaron stood between the living and the dead.
就说呢，亚伦呢就站在这个活人跟垂死人中间呢。
Just by holding that incense,
就站， right? 就是凭拿这个香啊。
The plague did not proceed beyond Aaron because of that incense that he held.
这个瘟疫呢，就没有在他面前呢扩散哈，就没有在他面前这个蔓延了。
That shows that the person makes the difference.
所以就看见呢，是这个本人呢，他能够做。
It's not because of the incense.
而不是这个香哦。
Because the 250 people.
起这个作用。
Yeah, the 250 rebels who held that incense, they all perished.
因为这些，我们刚读的这个250人，他们拿这个同样的香的时候，他们却被 烧灭了。Yeah.
And yet when Aaron held that incense,
但是当亚伦呢拿这个香的时候
，the plague never went beyond him.
啊，这个瘟疫啊，没有在他面前呢，就是蔓延了。
Yeah. So Aaron stood between the living and the dead, according to that scripture.
在这个经文里面说呢，亚伦就站在这个活人跟垂死人之间呢。
So you can see, right?
所以你看到了。
Now you must remember, Phinehas is in fact the grandson of Aaron.
哦，我们要记得呢，菲尼哈呢就是这个亚伦的孙子来的。
And Eleazar, who is Phinehas' father or Aaron's son.
啊，就是Eniela 是亚尼伊拉还是什么？他就是这个菲尼哈的父亲
，and he was there as well.
以利亚撒就是菲尼哈的父亲。
So Aaron, his son, and his grandson, they were all there.
哇，就是说呢，亚伦菲尼哈就是他儿子，跟菲尼哈全部都站在那里。
So we can see that Phinehas could see, all right?
所以菲尼哈可以看到。
And he learned a spiritual lesson right there.
他就在那里学习到。他们的这个属灵功课。
Yeah, if you are right with Yahweh.
如果你跟亚威神是站得直的。
If you have a living relationship with him.
你跟他有一个活的关系。
And if you are faithful to him.
你对他是忠心的。
Right? You put away all these things that displeases Yahweh.
你就会把这些不使神欢喜的事情全部放下。
Then you become a savior in small s, all right? A savior of the nation.
这样你就会成为的savior.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. So let's go back to Psalm 106:31.
我们再回去。
We go back to Psalm 106 and we look at verse 31.
Psalm 36.
106:31.
诗篇106哈，三十一节。那就算为他的义，世世代代，直到永远。
Okay.So God counted to him, right, as righteousness.
啊，所以呢，神就算腓尼哈的举动为义。
Because he shared Yahweh's zeal for the people.
因为他分担了亚威的对百姓的那个焦急的心哦。
Right. So you that's why Yahweh regarded him as righteous.
所以呢，亚威神才把他算为是义的。
And we saw that this has nothing to do with the legal standing.
啊，我们看见这个跟这个合法地位是没有关系的。
Yeah, there's no legalism right here.
这里没有什么合法的。
He actually did what was right.
他其实做的举动是对的。
And that is why it's so important that faithfulness is the key.
所以要点呢，就是要忠心啊。
If you are faithful to Yahweh,
如果我们对亚威是忠心的
，and the faithfulness can be expressed in different ways.
而且我们的忠心能够从不同的方面表达出来哦。
And in Moses' case, it is both through intercession.
所以在摩西的例子呢，是透过他的代祷。
And in fact, Moses also exercised discipline on the people.
摩西也是去管教这个百姓的。
And but we also see that this verse is also verse 31 actually also refers to Abraham.
其实这个三十一节呢，就让我们也想起了这个亚伯拉罕的。
Why was Abraham regarded as righteous?
为什么亚伯拉罕为也算为是义的呢
？Well, James chapter 2 tells us it is because he offered up Isaac.
就雅各二章呢，让我们看到他献出了以撒的。
He was willing to offer
他的儿子哦，他唯一的儿子以撒，他愿意献上。
Yeah, and in that very act,
所以因为这样的一个举动
，that proves his faithfulness,
就已经证明了他的忠心了。
And his faithfulness is what is righteousness. Right?
所以他的忠心呢，
what is God regard as righteousness?
是神算为义的，因为他的忠心。
So today when we talk about atonement,
今天当我们说赎罪哦，
and here the reference concerning atonement is to the church.
所以今天呢，这个参考的就是关于教会了。
Now, in other words, we are not talking about unbelievers anymore.
我们这里不是讲那些不信的。
So in other words, then we see that in the church, for everyone who claims to be a Christian,
就是那些自称自己是基督徒的哈。
We must understand the importance of faithfulness to Yahweh.
我们应该要明白这个对亚威神忠心的重要性。
Yeah, by faithfulness we mean an obedience that is complete.
我们这里讲的忠心呢，就是完完全全的哈，就是服从亚威神。
So it is an everyday thing.
这个是我们每天所要做的事。
Every day we need atonement.
每一天呢，我们就是需要这个救赎的。
Now that is why you see that Jesus is actually the fulfillment of what Moses has done and what Phinehas has done.
所以你就看见呢，耶稣呢就已经完成了摩西跟腓尼哈所做的。
Every day he's praying for us.
每一天他都是为我们代祷了。
Every day he's dealing with our sins.
他每天都是来处理我们的罪的。
He's dealing with our attitude.
他也是来处理我们的态度。
Yeah, he's helping us to see.
帮助我们看见。
That whatever attitude or words we say or the deeds we do,
我们所说的一切，所有的态度跟我们所做的一切，
that these are not acceptable in the sight of Yahweh.
就是这些呢，在亚威神面前呢，是不被他接纳的。
Yeah, and that is why Simon said to Mary.
所以西门就跟玛利亚说。
While she was holding baby Jesus.
当她在抱这个婴儿耶稣哦。
Yeah, that a sword will enter your heart.
她说一把剑呢将会插入你的心哦。
So don't think that this baby Jesus is very cuddly, very cute.
不要想哦，这个小婴孩哦，耶稣哦是很可爱的哦。
Yeah, well.I'm sure that's also true.
当然也是真的啊，小婴儿是可爱的嘛。
But as he grew up,
但是当他长大的时候，
he will become a sword into Mary's own heart.
他会成为一把刀哦，就深入这个玛利亚的心了。
So you can see what Phinehas has done.
所以你看见腓利哈做了这件事哦。
It's now being fulfilled at a spiritual level.
在属灵方面已经被成就了。
That God is also dealing with us in the same way.
就神也是这样的来处理我们哦。
And He's also dealing with us through His servants.
他也是透过他的仆人来处理我们。
Yeah, people who themselves have had the Word of God, that sword pierced into their own hearts.
因为这些仆人都有神的话语，这样像一把刀一样的插入了他们的心哦。
And that's why many people when they heard, Pastor Eric preach.
所以很多人当他们听到我们的老牧师后，他祷告他讲道的时候，
I think we all experience it too.
我们大家都会经历到这把刀。
It was like a sword piercing into our hearts.
就好像一把刀呢，就刺穿了我们的心一样。
Yeah, makes us uncomfortable.
让我们觉得很不舒服的。
And quite a number, I think I also experienced it where you couldn't sleep anymore.
这好像都会感受到啊，连我自己也根本睡不了觉了。
Yeah, the word of God is convicting my heart.
这个神的话语呢，就是真的是像我这个。
Yeah.
使我悔改了。
And I remembered for a few days.
使我幸福。
I could neither eat nor sleep.
所以好多天呢，我根本就不能睡又不能吃。
Even if I did eat, it wasn't much anyway.
即使我吃了也不是很多的。
The word of God is so powerful.
因为神的话语是有很大的能力。
As it operates through His faithful servant.
就是从这个他忠心的仆人呢运行的。
That's why I say it's the person. The person is very important.
所以我就说这个人，他本身是很重要的。
If we live right.
如果我们生命是对的，在神面前
，Yahweh can use us to save others.
神是能够应用我们呢，使用我们呢，去救别人的。
So you can see,
所以你看到呢
，that when the Lord Jesus preached, of course, right?
当然呢，当耶稣讲道的时候
，a lot of people have had that word, right?
很多人都会有这样的这个神的话语哦
，cutting into their lives.
真的是。
Right?
像刀一样的刺穿到他们的生命里。
Okay, now let's look at let me see. I'm trying to look for the verse. We look at just give me a moment. Sorry. Let's first look at where did it go? Let's look at Matthew chapter 12.
我们看马太福音哦，十二章啊。
And we'll look at verse 48.
我们看看啊，四十八节啊，他却回答那人说。谁是我母亲？谁是我弟兄哦？就伸手指门徒说：“看啊，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我弟兄、姐妹和母亲啊。”
Right. So you can see what the Lord Jesus is doing.
所以你可以看见呢，耶稣在这里做什么
了？Because Mary and Jesus' brother were looking for him.
因为呢，玛利亚跟他弟兄都要在找他嘛。
And Jesus said, "Who is my mother and my brothers?"
但是呢，耶稣却说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我弟兄。
And he points his own disciple, points to his own disciple.
他却伸手指向他自己的门徒啊。
Whoever does the will of my father.
那些凡遵行我天父旨意的人呢
？It's my brother and sister and mother.
就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲啊。
So Jesus puts it this matter as the primary consideration. Right?
所以耶稣呢把这件事呢当为是主要。
Whoever does God's will.
主要认定呢就是那些行出神旨意的。
Yeah, they belong to God's family.
他们就是神的家了。
And that's why by these words you can see the sword entered into Mary's heart.
所以耶稣这样讲的话，当然这把剑呢，就好像刺穿他的心，他妈妈玛利亚的心一样。
Okay. Now let's look at how Paul operates in the church.
那我们看看呢，保罗在教会是怎么行的哦。
And we realize that for Paul,
我们就发现呢，对保罗说来说
he too, right, very concerned for the church.
他也是很关心教会的。
Now for that, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们看看哥林多前书哦，第五章啊。
嗯。And we read the Verse 6,
我们看第六节啊
to 8,
到第八节，你们这自夸是不好的，此不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无教的面，应当把旧教除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。所以我们守这节不可用旧教，也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，只用诚实真正的无教饼。
Right. So you can see what Paul is saying.
所以你看保罗讲。
If you allow old leaven.
如果你把旧教
If you allow leaven into that lump of dough,
你就把一点面酵哦,
it's going to spread.
啊,
right?
留在这个, 啊, 一团面里, 面里面, 它就会, 啊, 全部发, 发酵了。
Yeah, and that's why Paul is saying you remove that leaven.
所以你要把这个旧酵给除了。
Right? And that leaven is malice and evil, it says here.
他说这个旧酵呢, okay. 指的是什么呢? 指的就是恶毒哦, 跟邪恶。
Yeah, when you look at the context,
所以当你看这个上下文啊,
you can see in verse 1 to 5,
你看从一到第五节啊,
that there was sexual immorality in the church.
哦, 当时就有这样的一个乱伦啊, 淫乱啊。
Yeah, and this matter was reported to him.
啊, 这个淫乱的事呢, 就报导到保罗是, 报导给保罗了。
Now that concern is such, right? That's why you can see that actually a true intercessor is somebody who is actually quite powerful spiritually.
所以你可以看见呢, 一个真正的代祷人哦, 他其实是很有能力的。
So when he received the report of this,
当他收到这个淫乱的消息哦,
he did not go to Corinth.
他没有去哥林多教会哦。
You read in verse 3,
你看见在第三节啊,
it says that though absent in body, I am present in spirit.
他说呢,
right?
即使我身只是不在你那里哦, 但我的心哦, 却在你那里的。
You can see that when the church is gathering right there physically, his spirit was there.
哦,
right?
就说呢, 当这个教会呢, 聚集在一起的时候, 他的灵哦, 却是在他们当中的。
And verse 4, he says this again, my spirit is present.
他在第十节也说呢, 我的灵在你们当中的。
With the power of our Lord Jesus.
是奉了我耶稣名的权力的。
And then verse 5,
第五节呢,
he goes on to say, you are to deliver this man to Satan.
他说呢, 你们要把这个人哦, 交给撒旦哦,
for the destruction of the flesh.
来败坏他的肉体。
In other words, he will be excommunicated from the church.
他就在教会呢就被除掉了。
Yeah, and then it says there so that his spirit may be saved.
这样他的灵呢才会被得救哦。
Because when that man is excommunicated,
当这个人呢是他是excommunicated, 也是破门呢。
When he'sCast out of the church,
破门哦,
right?
就被这个教会啊逐出去哦。
Yeah, when he's out of the church,
当他在他是被教会逐出去了哦。
Yeah, hopefully he will see the spiritual consequence.
他希望呢，他就会看到这个属灵的后果。
And he will repent.
他就会悔改。
And that's why his spirit can be saved.
所以呢，他的灵才会得救。
So you can see that this discipline, in fact,
所以这个被逐去哈，这个管教啊
is an act of love.
其实是一种爱来的。
To save the person from his sin.
就是要来救这个人从他罪里把他救回来。
Yeah, and then Paul goes on to say in verse 9 and 10.
就保罗就在第八跟九节说了
the whole list of sin where this kind of sin is very serious.
他就列出了这些罪哦，就说这些罪哦，其实是非常严重的。
It's not just sexually immoral people.
不只是说那些淫乱的人哦。
There you see greedy, swindlers, and idolaters.
勒索的哦，跟拜偶像的。
Sorry. I'm reading, I should read verse 11.
我应该是读第
十节的哦。 Yeah, yeah. So you see here, sexual immorality,
说行淫乱的
啊。 Greed, idolater,
贪婪，拜偶像。
Reviler, drunkard,
辱骂哦，醉酒的。
And swindlers,
勒索的。
So these kind of people,
他说这些人啊,
if it is practiced in the church,
如果他在 教会里行出这些行为哦。
Well, the consequences are very serious.
啊，他们的后果是非常严重的。
So you can see what is happening in the Old Testament is now implemented in the New. Also,
发生在旧约的事啊，在新约里面也同样发生。
And if they took sin very seriously in the Old Testament,
如果他们对待罪哦，很严厉的去对待罪哦。
How much more in the New?
在旧约里面，这样新约里面你更要很严厉的去对待罪。
Because in the Old Testament they just die physically.
因为在旧约里面，他们只是说他们的肉体死了。
Now we're talking about those cases where they really rebel against Yahweh.
那些就是叛逆神的。
And they just die physically.
他们只是肉身上说他们死了。
But in the New Testament, you notice.
但是在新约你可以发现哦。
They get delivered to Satan.
他们是被交给这个撒旦的。
Wow, hand the person over to Satan.
哦，把这个人哦交给撒旦哦。
Wow, that is a very scary prospect.
这非常可怕的事哦。
Because not just your physical life, your whole spirit goes to Satan.
说你自己的这个肉体生命啊。
Yeah, that is a very terrifying prospect.
这是非常可怕的一件事哦。
Now, anyway, that's why the book of Hebrews says,
说希伯来书跟你讲了
哦 chapter 10,
在十章啊
that it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God
如果你掉在神的手里啊是多可怕的一件事哦
and we're talking about the New Testament church
这里讲就是这个新约的教会啊
that to fall into the hands of God
你就是跌在神的手里落在神的手里啊
It's a very fearful thing
是一个可怕的事、啊、
And that's why the call to faithfulness again
所以才要招我们、啊、要这个忠心啊
yeah,
对神忠心
yeah, Faithfulness is the key
忠心呢就是要点啊
that, So that atonement could be experienced
这样你就可以经历到、啊、赎罪啊
And that atonementor the saving act, could be brought to others.
这样你才能够也来拯救其他人的。
And not that we can atone for people.
啊，当然不是说我们可以为他们赎罪啦。
Only our Lord Jesus could do that.
只有我们的耶稣才可以做这件事的。
But we can play a role to bring about the saving work of Christ.
但是我们可以有这个角色呢，就是啊，能为啊。
saving
role 就是有一个、救人的这个角色来帮他人、哦、
Right. Now I hope this thing is clear.
希望我们可以看得很清楚、哦、
And that's why you can see the act of the piercing.
所以你看见这个举动、哦、去刺穿了。
And you find that in the New Testament,
在旧约里啊
there's constantly the call, right?
就是很多次看到呢，关于这个呼吁哦，
要 to death, sin in the flesh，
就是把你肉体的罪哦，啊，把它致死。
Alright, now let's read Galatians chapter 5.
我们看，加拉太书哦，第五章
，verse 24，
二十四节
，and 25。
跟二十五节，凡属耶基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Okay, now Paul is saying.
所以保罗这里讲了。
Those who belong to Jesus have crucified the flesh. That's why you can see the piercing again.
啊、那些属耶稣的人、哦、他们的肉体、啊、已经被钉了十字架，所以就看到这个刺穿了。
Yeah, our passions and desires no longer govern us.
我们的邪情私欲、哦、不再来管辖我们了。
And then he goes on to say.
所以、他之后又讲了。
If you live in the Spirit, by the Spirit,
如果你是靠着圣灵、哦、行事、啊、
Keep in step with the Spirit,
你要一直的跟这个圣灵走。
Now this is important.
这个是非常重要
的。Because this word keep in step with,
就是跟着他走、哦、
has to do with,
跟他一致。
Yeah, it has to do with being in formation,
啊，就是说你是跟他这个一致的，在这个编队里。
So if you watch military parades,
所以你看见这个啊军事游行哦。
You will see everybody keeping in step.
你可以看到每一个人都是一致的哦，排一列哦。
Yeah, you can see the whole spirit, the person in front holding that, whatever it is, the sword or something.
你就看到前面那个人拿着枪哦。
And he would be setting the pace, and if all the soldiers behind would follow.
啊，他会走在前面呢，后面的人会跟随着他的。
So you can see this has to do with. Military formation.
所以这里看到是关于军事编队的。
And in ancient time, during the warfare, during warfare, 在
古代时候，当有战争哦。
Oh, military formation is very, very important.
啊，军队的这个啊编队哈，军事编队或方阵是非常重要。
Because that was how they fight the battle.
因为只有这样，他们才可以打仗。
Shoulder to shoulder, shield to shield, sword to with sword.
他们是，这个肩并肩哈，跟他们的剑呢。
Right. So this, in order to keep formation.
所以如果要在一致的在这个编队里，这个
方阵。Every soldier should be very well disciplined.
所以每一个人都有智力的。
They have to be well trained, they have to be well disciplined.
每一个兵人呢都要很好的训练，然后智力的。
So they don't break formation.
这样他们才不会破了这个方阵呢。
And one of the ways they can easily break formation when they are, is when they are afraid.
所以如果当他们如果不能够一致的在这个编队里面呢，是因为他们害怕了。
So the whole training is very important.
所以整个训练是非常重要的。
Before they can go into battle.
啊，在他们去这个战争之前呢，那个训练是很重要的。
So we realize why Yahweh had to discipline them.
这样我们就知道呢，为什么Yahweh神要来管教我们。
In fact, in today's message, I would like to put it as atonement and discipline.
所以今天的信息我就要说呢，是关于赎罪呢跟管教。
Now, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6 tells us.
希伯来书哦。
You don't have to turn to that.
12章哈。
Chapter 12 verse 6 tells us.
啊，第六节跟我们讲哦。
That he disciplines us out of love.
他是因为爱哦，他才管教我们的。
Because he treats us as his children.
因为呢。他带我们呢，如带，
yeah,
就像自己的儿子一样。
Those of us who brought up kids,
那些父母亲，如果你有孩子哦
，Yeah, we see the importance of discipline.
你抚养孩子，你就看到了，哎呦，
yeah.
这个管教是有多么重要的。
If you are a responsible parent, that is.
如果你是有责任的父母亲啊。
A lot of parents let their children do whatever they want.
就很多父母亲是很放纵自己的孩子的。
And the results.Well, it's very clear.
那后果当然是很显然的啦。
You have kids who are out of control.
你有一些孩子呢，已经就是不能再控制他了。
So God
失控了，
yeah, God
孩子失控了。
Trains us,
所以呢，神呢是管教我们的。
And He does it through His servants.
他是透过他的仆人呢。
Just as He does it through Moses, He does it through Phinehas, for example.
就像他透过摩西啊，透过这个腓尼哈来管教。
Now He does it through our Lord Jesus.
但他现在就透过这个耶稣。
Our chief shepherds.
就是我们的牧长。
Yeah, and through His servants.
就是透过他的，也透过他的仆人。
Who are the shepherds of the church?
他们也是教会的牧人呢。
Now, this discipline is so important.
所以这个管教哈是非常重要的。
Especially in relation to the word of God.
就是关于神的话语啊。
That is the responsibility of the leaders of the church.
就是教会的领导的责任哦。
To ensure that.The people abide by the word of God.
就是呢，
right?
要保证呢，这些兄弟姐妹们呢，真的是顺从神的话语的。
It's the living out of the word of God that is important.
就是能够行出神的话语呢，才是最重要的哦。
And that's why you will find church discipline is one topic nobody wants to talk about.
所以呢，所以这个管教教会哦，就是 这个课呢没有人要讲的。
And that's why nobody, well, as up to this day, except for Pastor Eric, of course, right? I've not heard the sermon about Phinehas.
所以呢，除了我们的老牧师之外呢，没有一个人其实有讲过这个腓尼哈的事件。
Now I wonder why.
我就想想为什么呢？
Because it seems that the church now is powerless.
因为呢，好像教会现在教会好像是没有能力了。
In dealing with the problem of sin in the church.
来对付教会里的罪。
All kinds of things are happening now.
很多。样的事情都发生在教会了。
And even the pastors don't say anything about it.
即使看到了这个教会的牧师也不敢讲什么。
Yeah, that is a sad situation.
所以是一个可悲的一件事哦。
So I hope you will learn.
我希望大家都会学习。
Now I find that during this quarantine time.
我就发现呢。在这个隔离的时间里哦。
Well, it's good to exercise discipline, even if, we don't get it directly. Okay.
就是即使我们没有被管教的话呢，我们也是要有自律的。
Yeah, it's good to keep our body and spirits in good shape.
就是我们的身体哦，跟我们的灵也是要好好去，管教它的。
And that's why for2 months ago we started.Exercise every day.
所以就两个月之前我们就开始了锻炼身体了。Yeah.
So we go for long walks every day.
我们每天都会是去走很长的一段路啊。
I find that the exercise actually, is very helpful.
其实这些锻炼是很有好处的。
And it's good for me since I'm diabetic.
那就是我糖尿病对我来讲是很有益的。
And my weight have, I lost some weight.
我已经减胖了。
And overall, I think, physically wise, I feel healthy.
其实我自己的身体呢，我感觉到呢，我比较健康了。
But what is more, while walking, you can actually meditate upon God's word at the same time.
其实当我在走路的时候呢，我还可以思想神的话语。
Yeah, I can pray to God, talk to Yahweh as you're walking.
我还可以跟 Yahweh 神讲话，也跟他祈祷。
So it's a very healthy, well, we could say a healthy exercise.
所以是一个很健康的一个锻炼了。
Last week was a bit more difficult.
当然呢，上周是比较难了。
Because of the heat wave.
因为就是这个热浪的问题啊。
Yeah, and in this apartment it was getting very very hot.
当然我们这住的这个地方啊，其实是非常热的。
So praying and studying the word is quite a challenge.Right.
所以上周呢，要读神的话语跟祷告，哎呀，真是有挑战性的。
Now I'm thinking of a new exercise.
所以我又想了一个新的一个锻炼了。
Because I saw in the internet.
我看见哦，在这个网上。
This expert was saying one of the ways to deal with diabetes.
这个专业的人说要来处理这个糖尿病啊。
I mean type 2 diabetes.
就是第二的这个糖尿病
is to actually go on a fast once a week.
就是要禁食哦，就是一周一次的禁食。
So he says it's not a difficult thing.
他说其实不是一件很难的事哦。
There's nothing complicated about it.
就是他说的是第二类型的这个糖尿病。
So I thought,
他说其实是不会复杂的。
So I thought what he's asking is actually quite reasonable.
所以我觉得他所教的其实是很合理的。
Because the Pharisees fast twice a week.
因为法利赛人呢，他们禁食呢是一周两次。
So once a week maybe it will help.
所以一周一次可能对我有益了。
Yeah, that way we learn to discipline our body and spirit.
这样我们才可以来管教哦，自律哦，我们的。肉体哦，跟我们的心灵啊。
So I hope we will learn to exercise or experience the discipline of Yahweh.
所以希望我们能够，也来经历到神管教我们了。
and also some measure of self-discipline.
我们自己也有这个激励的能力啊。
I think all these are good for us.
所以其实这是对我们好的。
So that we do not go to the extent of rebelling against Yahweh.
我们才不会说放纵哈，去背叛啊，反叛神啊。
Yeah, remembering the words of Hebrews chapter 3.
就记得这个希伯来书第三章啊。
Today, if God, if He speaks to us,
今天如果神对我们讲话，
do not harden your heart.
你不要硬你的心哦。
Alright, so I hope we will understand this.
希望我们大家都明白这一点。
So let us close in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We pray you will teach us your discipline.
请你教导我们关于你的管教。
We also realize that is the only way to save us.
我们知道只有这样的方法才可以救我们。
We do not just look back to our initial, our initial commitment to you.
我们不只是看看我们以前是否有委身给你。
We also realize from your word,
我们也知道从你的话语，
that we still need to prove that we are faithful to you.
我们还是要向你来保证呢，证明呢，我们真的是对你是忠心的。
So we pray we will not harden our hearts.
我们请求你，我们不会来使我硬刚，使我们的心刚硬。
But listen to your word.
而是真的听你的话语。
Listen to your voice.
听你的声音。
Through your servants,
是透过你的仆人。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We commit each one who is hearing this word, sermon.
我们也把这些在听这个信息的人，
committing each one into your care.
把大家都交在你的手里。
Pray for your blessing.
请求你的祝福。
For your strengthening and encouragement.
也请你来使大家刚强。跟鼓励大家。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.